Probably the same as it was the week before last, before January even started, that he's an Aston Villa player at the moment. He's on loan, and we expect him to be on loan here to the end of the season. And he's thoroughly enjoying his football. He's scoring goals. We're creating chances. And he goes out every day on the training ground with a smile on his face, and usually comes to the canteen and sits down with a smile on his face as well. So I can't say any more than that. He's never intimated to me that he didn't want to be at Aston Villa, and I always said that I would be amazed if he wasn't at Aston Villa at the end of this season, and I believe that I'll be proven right.
And obviously we're in a situation where still things could change at the moment, but he missed training on Monday. Did you have to have a chat with him and conversation about that?
No, that was an agreement between me and him. He wanted to go down south. Obviously there's an awful lot of speculation about him. I'd rested him the weekend, although he didn't actually have permission to play in the FA Cup anyway. So he went down, had a good chat with his parents. I've met and spoken to his parents, and they're really nice people. And with all the speculation, he wanted to, go and have some clear head time, and I was happy to give him that. And he turned up Tuesday morning, happy to continue for the rest of the season.
And finally on Tammy, that must be ultimately the reassuring thing, that ultimately in these decisions, it's the player ultimately that makes the decision, and he's chosen here and he's happy with it.
Yeah, he's never not been happy. I've said my view on it before, and the fact that he scored 23 goals in this league before when he was at Bristol City, he scored 16 goals for us. He doesn't need to go and risk going anywhere to try and score any more goals and have another loan period where he doesn't know the players he's going to. He could stay here to the end of the season, probably score another 10 or 11, and he'll never play in the Championship again. He's a Premier League player playing in the Championship at the moment, and we're very happy that it's with us, and we hope that he'll score the goals that take us to the Premier League.
And he's available for Wigan?
He's available for Wigan, yes.
Okay. On the incoming side, Courtney Horace, why have you gone for him?
I like him. And importantly, the sporting director likes him as well. We had a list of players that we looked at. He was one of them. We have to be realistic. We're not going to get Premier League players who are playing, because the cost is too high. So we're looking at a market there where even not playing or some Championship players, and he's one who I've certainly looked at for a long time, who has always caught my eye. He's probably not had as much pitch time as he would have liked at Wolves, such has been the form of the Bennetts, the Baffs, the Bollies, the Codys. They've had an awful lot of competition for places. But speaking to people who've worked with him, he's got a great aptitude for learning. He's got a real potential, and he's the type of player that myself, Richard and JT would like working with and helping him to fulfil his potential.